Donald Peterson presents the true adventures of Junior G-Men.
The Junior G-Men are on the air, speeding to your homes, ready for action.
Stand by, all Junior G-Men, stand by. Stand by for the thrilling details of the secret of the locked room. G-Men, calling all Junior G-Men, stand by for report of Junior G-Men Bob Stewart concerning...
The secret of the locked room.
Report number 972 in three parts is given by Operator Bob Stewart of Wendover. Part one.
Well, fellas, my dad happens to be a lawyer, and several weeks ago, Mr. Paul Van Cleef, nephew of one of his clients, dropped in to see him at the office. He seemed to be upset about something, and before very long...
It's about my Aunt Martha that I've come, Stuart. I'm terribly worried about her.
What's the matter with her, Paul? Isn't she feeling well?
Physically, she's feeling as well as ever.
Or is that just another way of saying that mentally she's...
She's upset, Stuart. Terribly upset. She's pretty old, you know, and I'm afraid she's beginning to imagine things.
What sort of things?
Well, as you know, we opened up the old country place last spring. There are just the three of us living there, Aunt Martha, old Jacob Graves, the butler, and me. Well, all of a sudden, I noticed that with the passing of each day, Aunt Martha was getting paler, thinner, more and more nervous.
You questioned her, of course.
Of course. And at first, she refused to explain. I kept after her, though, and finally she told me that she was convinced that... Well, this is going to sound ridiculous.
What is it, Van Cleef? What did she tell you?
She believes the house is haunted.
Haunted? You mean to tell me that...
I warned you, Stuart. I told you it would sound ridiculous.
Yes, I know, but, well, this is too ridiculous. Your aunt's old, but she's an intelligent woman, always has been. And I can't... Oh, look here, Van Cleef, whatever made her think such a thing?
I'd rather she told you that herself.
You mean...
I wish you'd arrange to pay us a little visit. I want you to see Aunt Martha yourself. She's really a pitiful sight.
I see. Have you had her examined by a doctor?
No. No, I haven't. I've been afraid to do anything like that.
Afraid?
Yes, afraid. Afraid of what a doctor might say. Besides, you're her lawyer, Stuart, and I want you to see her and talk to her before... Well, before anything else is done.
Well, I suppose I could drive up on a Saturday afternoon. It wouldn't be a very long drive. Just about 30 miles, isn't it?
Yes, just about. You could stay for dinner. And then, after you've had a talk with her...
Well, after I've had a talk with her, we'll have a little talk, and we'll see what we can do about getting her over this.
Then you will come?
Yes, yes, I will, this Saturday.
Good. The sooner you see her, the better I'll feel. The whole thing has me off.
You don't suppose the Van Cleefs will mind my coming, do you, Dad?
Oh, I hardly think so. Miss Van Cleef has always been very fond of children. And her nephew, well, he seems to be pretty regular. Not a bit like his father.
His father's dead, isn't he, Dad?
Yep, died several years ago, just a few months before Paul went to live with his aunt.
Wasn't there some trouble between them?
Between whom?
Miss Van Cleef and her brother.
Well, yes, there was some trouble, Bob. Miss Van Cleef and Paul's father never got along very well together.
Why not?
Oh, he was, well, kind of lazy, I guess. That's why he was disinherited by his own father.
Disinherited?
Yep. Got off without a penny. According to what Miss Van Cleef has told me, it was just because he wouldn't work. Henry was the
Henry.
Sort of... Yes, Miss Van Cleef's brother, Paul's father. His name was Henry.
Oh, I see. Well, what about him?
Well, he wasn't very ambitious, son. He preferred to stay around the house and play on that violin of his. Then one day, his father...
Henry! Henry! Henry, stop playing that violin and listen to me. That's better.
Well, what do you want?
I want to talk to you about your future.
Again?
Yes, again. But this time we're going to reach a decision.
That'll be nice.
Perhaps you won't think so after you've heard what I've got to say.
Sounds ridiculous.
No, it isn't ridiculous, Henry. It's very serious. You've had every chance, every opportunity I could possibly give you, and Perhaps that's what's wrong. Perhaps I've spoiled you.
Perhaps.
Well, if I have spoiled you, Henry, I'm sorry. Sorrier than I can say, and I'm ready to right that wrong.
You mean that
I
you...
want you to leave this house, Henry. I don't want you to return until you can prove to me that you're a man able to support yourself.
Now, wait a minute. You can't...
There's no use, Henry. My mind's made up. I've made a new will, cut you off without a penny. Unless you come through the way I'd like to see you, I'm leaving everything to your sister Martha.
Hmm. And I suppose that tickles her to death.
On the contrary, she begged me not to take this step.
I don't believe it. She hates me.
You know that isn't true, Henry. However, there's nothing more to be said.
You mean I've got to go? You're putting me on my own?
I've got to, Henry. You're... Well, it's for your own good. I'm convinced of that.
But what am I going to do?
That's your problem, Henry. And you've got to face it. You've got a good education. Why, you can play the violin better than...
All right. All right. But you'll regret this.
I hope not, Henry.
You will, though. And so will Martha.
And so, Bob, Henry packed his things and went away.
What happened then, Dad?
Well, a few months later, his father died, and naturally, the entire estate was given over to Martha Van Cleef, Paul's aunt.
I see. And, Henry, what happened to him? Did he get a job?
No, he didn't. The girl he married had quite a bit of money of her own, and they lived on that. By the time he died, there was hardly anything left, and Paul, having lost both his parents, was taken in by his aunt.
That was kind of nice for...
Yes, it was. Paul has certainly shown his appreciation in a good many ways. Miss Van Cleef has often told me that she wouldn't know what to do.
Well, it wasn't long before we arrived at the Van Cleef's place in the country, and that night, after we'd finished eating...
Is there anything else, sir?
No, that'll be all, Graves. You can go.
Yes, sir. Very good, sir.
Oh, Graves.
Yes, Mr. Van Cleef?
You can close that door, please, on your way out.
Yes,
there's
sir.
A bit of a draft.
I noticed it myself, sir.
You know, Miss Van Cleef, I'm a little worried about you.
Worried? About me?
Yes, you've gotten so thin and your face is so pale. Aren't you feeling well?
I'm all right. Quite all right. It's just that...
Go on, Aunt Martha. Tell him. Perhaps Mr. Stewart will be able to give some sort of explanation.
I'm afraid not.
Well, won't you let me try?
Go on, Aunt Martha. Tell him.
He'll think I'm crazy.
Oh, that's ridiculous. He won't think anything of the kind. Will you, Mr. Stewart?
Of course not.
You're sure?
Quite sure.
All right, then. I will tell you. This house is haunted.
Haunted?
By the ghost of my dead brother, Henry. Paul's father.
But that's impossible. It can't
be that... You see, you don't believe me. And I knew you wouldn't. No one does. You all think I'm crazy.
Now, please, Miss Van Cleef, wait a moment. Perhaps if you explained right from the beginning...
You'd only laugh at me behind my back.
No, I wouldn't. I'd try real hard to help you find a logical solution. Now, please, tell me all about it. When did this ghost of your dead brother first appear?
He didn't appear... But I heard his voice, just as plain as I hear yours. And I heard him playing, too.
Playing?
His violin. It was just a few weeks ago that it started. It was late at night, and I was alone in my room. The door was locked, and suddenly... What's that? That music. Who's playing that music? And that piece. It's so familiar. I've heard it before. A long, long time ago. Why, it seems almost as if... Wait. I remember now. It's the piece Henry used to play. The same old tune. Who's that? Who's that?
Remember me, dear sister? Remember me?
You called me sister. And your voice is... Henry! Henry, where are you?
You turned my father against
me. Oh, that's not true, Henry. That's not true.
He left you everything and cut me off without a penny.
Oh, it wasn't my fault, Henry. I didn't want
you. You thought you'd gotten away with it, didn't you? That I'd forgotten all about it.
Please, please don't remind me.
I haven't forgotten, dear sister. And neither shall you.
Believe me, Henry, I didn't...
I have come back from the darkness of death. Out of the gloom of his grave to haunt you forevermore.
Henry! Henry, you
Until
can't!
Until we meet again, dear sister, farewell. Farewell.
Please! Please! That music again. The same old tune.
Whiz.
That was the beginning. He's come back every night since then. And he always plays the same old tune.
He never appeared to you? You never saw him?
Never.
Are you sure it was your brother's voice? Are you sure?
Sounded like him. Just like him.
Gosh, I wonder what...
Wait a second, Bob.
Okay, Dad.
Now, Mr. Van Cleef.
Yes?
Have you ever heard that voice, that music?
No. No, I haven't.
And Graves, the butler, what about him? Has he ever heard anything unusual?
Never.
Then you, Miss Van Cleef, are the only one who was...
I knew it! You don't believe me! You think I'm hearing things! You think I'm crazy! You think I'm crazy!
And after Miss Van Cleef had gone to her room, Paul Van Cleef, Dad, and I went into the library. We talked the whole thing over, and then...
Oh, it's all so fantastic, so unreal.
Then you think my aunt is imagining things, hearing things that actually can't be heard.
Well, what else can I think? She's the only one in the house who's heard these things, the only one who... I'm sorry, Van Cleef, but if I were you, I think I'd have her examined by a doctor.
I was afraid you'd say something like that.
Well, there's nothing else I can say.
I understand, but you can imagine how I feel. Aunt Martha's been every bit as close to me as my own mother might have been if she'd lived. That's why I can't bring my... What's that?
I don't know, but...
Gee whiz, listen!
G-Men, calling all junior G-Men to report at once to points of duty. Calling junior G-Man Bob Stewart to report to Director Donald Peterson at the next meeting on this station to continue report concerning...
The secret of the locked room.